Uh-huh.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM. KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Aha. Uh-huh.
There you go. Trisha.
Oh, I'm just Trisha. You're Joseph and, J. Uh-huh. Erdo. Aha. Uh-huh.
And, oh, yeah. And
I'm
Eric.
Trisha.
Eric Bana. No, Eric Reiner.
No, we've had him on this show, though.
That's right. How is he?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him lately.
No, not lately. Okay.
No, he's
and this is
out.
A song that I wrote back in the day. No, I didn't write this one. Which one is it?
Touch me.
No,
this,
I will not.
Aha,
uh-huh,
the sun always shines on TV. Oh.
All right, so
I've heard it always. It's always sunny in Philadelphia, too.
This is sunny and Cher.
Very 80s.
This is very 80s. You're right.
Well, yeah. We wanted to talk about Revenant in just a moment, but I wanted to bring up something that I was bringing up earlier. I said I had a story about Frozen and a story about You're Next, right?
That's
Frozen,
right.
Frozen, of course, is my pet duck. We've had a lot of rain lately. So I brought Frozen, of course, you know, out in the New River. We got ourselves a wash, right?
Did he wash away?
No, he didn't, but I went out there and I put Frozen in the wash as it was lightly flowing. There was just like a trickle, and I put him in there, and he thought that I was like saying okay goodbye,
really?
You know, and he was so upset, and then he started to play and you know run around and stuff like that.
When he's upset, what does he do?
He starts quacking, quack, you know. And the thing is, I saw a news story several days now about this little girl and her duck named Snowflake. And it's just like it's the most amazing thing because this white duck follows this little girl everywhere she goes.
Well, it's called imprinting.
Yes. And I looked at it and I said, this is news?
No, that's been a scientific fact for many years.
Why am I not on TV? That duck didn't even have a diaper. He was just
messy?
Doing his business everywhere.
Oh, wow.
I know. At least Frozen wears himself a diaper.
And it's a proper.
It's proper, yes.
Did
and
he have
he's
a diaper
not
on in the wash?
No, he didn't have the diaper on in the wash.
A bikini?
Could, you know, yeah, he was going nude. He was going full nude. Yeah.
Oh, wow, nudity.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, it's the privacy of our, you know, of the residents there. So.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And I put him out in the, I didn't want him to go out into the storm. I put him, you know, this was, I think, yesterday. It was hailing out. So I just went under the eave and I said, look at it, Frozen. I brought him out and to look at it. He went running out into the hail and was running around in the hail, having a good time. And he was like, come on, you know,
what
like tell me to come.
Hail?
I know.
Oh, that's a New River.
Yeah, from New River. My shoes done floated away.
So did the hail hurt the little duck?
No, he was having a great time, and he was telling me to come out there.
Golf ball hail. It could have.
Yeah, yeah. I would have like ran out there and got him if it was getting too big. But then I also found out something about You're Next. Of course, you know my cat. You're Next. She's a little bit you know crazy. I always thought that she was kind of crazy. She did something to her brother when she was recently born or just born, right?
I remember that. It's visually.
Yeah, she killed her brother. She killed her brother in a certain way. But so poor You're Next.
Who's
I know, and she's named after the movie You're Next, the horror movie. And I feel so bad because I always said, "Oh, she's crazy. She's nuts." Turns out she actually is. She went to the vet.
You're just figuring that out now.
I'm just figuring this out now. She truly is. She needs medication. She's got feline hyperesthesia, which is basically a terrible anxiety disorder.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she dangerous?
No, just to herself.
You'd be anxious if you lived with yourself too. No, I'm just teasing.
Well, she chases her tail and she hisses, and you know if it goes untreated, and it sounds funny, but if it goes untreated, they can mutilate their own tail.
Now, aren't there cat whisperers or whatever they're called?
Possibly. And you know what? And we missed the opportunity a couple months ago. We were supposed to have on My Cat from Hell or whatever.
Oh.
And the TV show that's on the Animal Planet or something like that. But we were supposed to have the host on, the cat whisperer. He was supposed to be on the show. So, you know, maybe I'll have to see if we can get in touch with him. That would be, you know.
That's amazing. Yeah. So. So there's really psychological disorders for cats.
Yes, and that's I said, you know, he said this is a behavior problem, and I said so, but is it, you know, like something I can say no, don't do that? No, it's in her head.
Really?
I said so. It's like a psychological problem.
So what do? You send it to a cat psychologist?
I don't know.
They talk to the little kid?
I try talking.
Actually, there's medication for it.
There's medication.
That's why you're giving medication.
Yeah, yeah.
Now.
Have you noticed a difference?
Not yet. It takes just like humans. It takes a while before it kicks in.
Wow.
But you know who knows. So if you have an animal and it's acting a little bit strangely, don't yell at it. Okay, just try to understand it. Say, well, maybe there's a anxiety, because we all experience anxiety and whatnot, and especially if a bear just attacked us.
Ooh.
Whew.
All right, so let's get back to the revenant.
Wait. We have a question, and maybe you won't know the answer to this question.
Okay. To get to the other side. Oh.
No. Was, very funny. Was that actually a bear?
I do not believe
acting.
So.
I don't think so either. He thought it was.
Oh, damn.
And I said, oh, no. That was not a real bear.
A trained bear.
No.
Sorry. Good try, though.
It was animated.
So, you you solved the disagreement we had.
Because he was so right.
But it was really Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, it looked like him. He was being, well, we won't do spoiler alert, but those bears are tough. Up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so, again, I gave it 4 stars.
4 stars.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was great. My main complaint with the movie was that it took me about a half an hour to get into it. The first, 20, 25 minutes of it, I was just sort of like, do I even want to be here?
Right.
Bear attack happened. It was amazing, and I love the rest of the movie. Just edge of your seat and engrossed and so just absorbing, so hugely entertaining.
Definitely, no doubt. Well, should I go first?
Go for it.
Oh, as she's... I'm boring her, apparently.
No.
Okay.
It's been a long show.
I'll tell you, this movie was...
It's been a great show.
It has been a great show.
Great show. I feel it's been a short show.
It has. That's why I didn't know why you said it's been a long show. Yeah. It went really fast.
So the thing is, this was a different type of movie than I've seen before, and it was really excellently done, however, mm-hmm. the filming of it. But I think the best part of this, which really, Leonardo has always been a fantastic actor, but this really, I think, confirms and solidifies himself as truly one of the best actors out there. Not just in current times, but he may be ranking up there. I may slot him into the Dustin Hoffman, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro category because he's that good. Also, I think Tom Hanks as well. But he's just so versatile. I mean, from The Wolf of Wall Street to this type of movie, totally different characters.
Yeah.
So I thought his acting was fantastic. I mean, the words I described this was rugged, brutal, survival, of course, the bear, motivation and driven. And I think it's not a breakthrough for some reason, but between about 3.5 stars, I would say.
3.5? Okay.
Yeah, 3.5, which is good.
Five is a breakthrough, though.
Five is a breakthrough.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people, okay, that's fine. I just wanted to clarify, because some people rate on a 4-star scale.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, five is a breakthrough.
Five is a breakthrough. Good. I'm giving it 4.
And four is just shy of a breakthrough.
Yeah. And I typically, you can do halves. I don't like to do halves. I like to be...
Or halves
nots. I still like to be a little decisive.
Haves or haves nots.
But you can do, halves...
He just called you indecisive in case you were wondering.
I heard it.
Because, thumb sideways. I'm trying to...
A 4-. 4 stars less
half.
But anyway, I've seen half of stars before.
Yeah, other people do them.
Anyway, but it will... You're not going to fall asleep generally in this movie. I mean, unless you haven't slept for 24
generally hours. Generally in this movie.
I just said that because if someone hasn't slept for 24 hours, they might have a little cat
or 72.
Naps.
Dave woke up and said, what's Leonardo? What's the guy from Titanic doing fighting up there?
Actually,
love the scenery, though.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The filmography of this. Now, it was filmed in
California.
Argentina.
Oh.
Yeah, Argentina, and I think there was some California, and I can't remember the other place, Montana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But beautiful cinematography. The landscapes and everything were wonderful.
Beautiful,
I, too, agree with you. It was slow in the start.
Okay.
And even though this is based on a true story, I really think it's hard for me to imagine that truly someone, that he... survived everything.
I've heard that complaint from others as well, that it's a little bit of a stretch.
Well, at least from the point of everything that they showed from that bear attack,
right,
and the dirty stitching,
right,
and he did a great job. I mean, his acting was incredible, and
he
I never used
words.
To be well yeah
Man. like this again. No, I hear kidding. This all the time.
No, but I'm right, just saying. Well, no, the reason I said that was because I saw it at the AMC Desert Ridge, yes, and in the AMC Prime. And mm-hmm. so with the big Dolby speakers and everything, I think it made it stick out more.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, you know,
well,
that's
good,
that's the extent of his dialogue for most of the movie, although he does use his words sometimes, which is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, overall, and this is what's funny is because I give it a 3.5 stars.
Okay.
And then when I heard him say that, I was like, wow, because I really thought he was going to go higher than that possibly. But, you know, the horse scene, which that's not a spoiler alert, mm-hmm. because you see it on the...
Right, it's on the trailer.
Yeah, on the trailer. But, you know, it's like, really?
Yeah.
Somebody could do that and survive and still make it,
after
you know?
They've already experienced a fair attack.
And I will tell you this, and this is probably just me, but right at first, when he was after the bear attack and he was crawling his way, pulling his way, I flashed on The Wolf of Wall Street when he...
No.
Didn't you? Or no?
No, I didn't, but...
I think that...
Yeah,
I,
when, yeah that scene.
It
yeah,
was
drugs,
so funny, the drug scene, the drug... when he was getting out of the car Prelude. And he was... Yeah. And it was like, I think there must have been one particular motion that
Probably.
He did that all of a sudden I went, oh my gosh, that was him in The Wolf
yeah.
of Wall Street.
Yeah.
But other than that, which was kind of my own crazy mind thing, and probably lack of sleep played a part in that. But yeah, no, it was slow getting started, but I think it's an excellent movie. Mm. I think I would have loved to have known what Revenant meant beforehand, because it would have made more sense to me with regards to that, because I would have said, oh, okay. But what it did do was it really piqued my interest to read the story. Mm-hmm. Of this person.
Yeah. Yeah. Great film.
But yeah, very well done. The film was very, very well done.
So two really good movies that opened up yesterday here in Phoenix. Check out Anomalisa, a very deep, beautifully moving motion picture. You know, it's animated, so artistic, and just a very emotional movie.
But why did you say it was pure filth? Because I don't normally...
I didn't say it was pure filth. That was Helen Back. That's a different film from Nick Swartzen.
Oh, okay. That's what threw me off.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that was,
because
that
he was talking about
the claymation.
No, he
said it had private parts.
That's
what turned me
on. I know, it's kind of confusing.
It threw me off. I was like, wait a minute. I got very confused.
Yeah,
so,
Helen
okay.
Back's a different movie, but check out that. That's on
right.
video on demand.
That's a good one.
I'm saying in theaters, definitely check out Anomalisa and The Revenant. Check out Anomalisa and let me know what you thought. And like I said, also look at...
That one is the good, very touching...
Yes.
Film.
And also check out Walking on Sunshine. That's your homework, Dave.
Oh, we're excited about that one. Yeah. That one's on Netflix, you said, or Amazon? Or?
Amazon. I think it's on video on demand, yeah. So, but now we only got like another minute or two in the show, and I want to tell you that last week we heard my favorite segments of the year and my favorite movies of the year. Mm. My number one movie was Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. My best movie
really?
Of the year was Jurassic World.
Really?
Yes, I loved it, and you know, Jurassic Park is the movie that made me want to be a film critic and
yeah.
be involved in
oh,
the entertainment
okay. so
industry.
It had some
so
meaning
it,
to
it
so
really
nostalgia.
Had some personal meaning.
Yes, it had some personal meaning. So do you have any thought to in these last few moments, do you have any thoughts as to your favorite movie of the year?
Oh, man. Do you have any thoughts?
He only told us to be thinking about this
I
for
know,
like
he,
the last
he
month.
Did.
Yeah,
he did indeed. Yeah.
You know what's really hard for me is I suffer from the exact same syndrome that you do, and that is that you're apologizing all day today with the music
yeah.
from
Walking
on, Sunshine,
Walking on
Sunshine because
yeah.
you forgot about it. That's what happens to me. I'm so in the moment mm-hmm. that it's like you just mentioned Jurassic World and I went, oh yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
And then I think back about something else and I go, oh, that was
well,
a good movie.
I think I have one.
You have it?
Bridge of Spies.
Oh, Bridge okay. of Spies. I thought
that's
one.
In my top 20.
I
yeah.
mean, Tom
yeah.
Hanks, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy's amazing, right?
So yeah. I can't say what my number one is, but I
There's
can tell you that there were a lot of incredibly excellent movies
yeah.
This year.
Yes.
And if what I probably needed to do and I didn't do it was make a list of all
Next
the movies
week,
that came out
it,
this
right?
year.
Yeah.
And so if that's okay with you, I'll be with Dave on that one. But as
okay.
I hear yours, I might chime in and go, yes, that was beautiful, just like I did with the Bridge yeah. of Spies. That was an awesome job.
Well, go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. That's where you can join us on Facebook and share your favorite movies. And also, you can hear an archive of our Best of 2015 special from last week. What an amazing show. So many amazing guests that we had in 2015. I look
Good.
Back at a lot of the different films that we've that I reviewed. And from... Walking on Sunshine. Here's one last beautiful song from Arterton.
Arterton.
Check out Walking on Sunshine on Video On Demand, especially if you love the 80s, and we'll be celebrating the 80s again.
We will.
The rest of January.
We will.
Yeah, this you'll see.
This is exciting. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. Make sure if you want to hear a replay of the show, go to breakradioshow.com.
Oh, if I could turn back time. Oh, you can on breakradioshow.com.
Yeah, definitely go to archives and hear it. And this has been a great show.
Yeah, great show.
And Mr. Eric, thank you, Mr. Eric. And he's giving us 5, 4, 3, and everyone have a great weekend. Bye-bye.